Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey friends, welcome to a special edition of the Happy Hour Podcast. You are listening to the show and it's a Friday, you guys. It is actually Black Friday and we have a special show for you today that is all about places that we think you should buy your gifts for this holiday season. So this is my favorite show to do and you're going to know why in a few minutes, but I love to talk about organizations that are doing great things. I love to talk about small businesses. I love to talk about women-run businesses. I love to talk about businesses that give back. And so we have a great show for you today. First, let me tell you this. You may notice that you heard a new song here and it is a Christmas song because it is officially Christmas season. It's the first day after Thanksgiving. So you were just listening to the song From the Cradle to the Cross by Austin Stone Worship. And you can get that anywhere music is found. And you just might want to add that to your Christmas listening this year. Okay, now on to one of the things that makes this show so much fun is I invite a guest with me every year to do this. And my guest is... drum roll, everybody. We have a studio audience today. Amy Hannon. Amy, welcome to the Happy Hour.
Why, thanks a lot. I'm like giddy. Like, I don't know if you can, like people who are listening are going to be able to tell that I'm talking and smiling because I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy you're here. This is your second time here in 1 year.
It is.
That's me. Second time to Austin.
Second time to Austin. We're two for two.
Two for two.
I know.
So I've invited you to come join me because I love you.
Well, and thank you. I love you.
You're doing phenomenal things in the world. We had so much fun last time you were on the show.
Thanks.
And you're just fun. And so,
well, thanks.
I love that.
I hope so.
I love it. Christmas. I have an idea. I have a small inclination that you love the Christmas season.
I actually told Sam Hannon just this week that when I start to hear jingly commercials on the television, I actually get legitimate butterflies. Like I feel good cheer.
So when it you just heard me. From the Cradle to the Cross,
yes,
you love it.
I just love it. Yes, it's a great song.
Yeah. I love Christmas as well. And the funny thing is that this is going to be a phenomenally long Christmas season at the Ivy House because we're obviously recording this before the day it's airing. And we have Christmas attire up everywhere.
But it's cold in Austin.
And it's great.
How about that?
I know. Will all your kids come home for Christmas? Because you have big kids.
I do. I have big kids. They're all in college or just out of school. And so they're going to all come home.
Do you do stockings?
We do stockings.
Okay.
We don't really put anything in them.
You don't put anything in the stockings?
Well, no. I mean, I almost didn't even confess that. I like actually almost stopped myself because it sounded not very fun of me. But no, we don't really
put
anything in them.
Okay, wait, time out.
We hang them because they're pretty, but we do just, you know, presents.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, my kids would maybe rather not have anything in them than I give them like new underwear,
toothbrush. Functional stockings.
Like an apple, maybe.
That's not very, oh, don't give apples.
I'm kidding about the apple.
That is not fun at all.
But like candy or a pack of gum, you know, just kind of.
Okay, I back up. We do gum.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Gum in the stockings. That could be Aaron's next song.
Gum in the stockings. That could be a good Christmas song.
Gum in the stockings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we're going to tie Jesus in, but we'll figure out a way.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. So thanks for coming on this show.
The premise is
you and I have gotten some great mail in the past few weeks.
It was like Christmas every day and I couldn't wait to go outside and see what was there.
Because all the companies we're going to talk about today, we actually have their products. We've held it. Mm-hmm. We've worn it. We've tasted
read about
it.
Them, we've used
yeah,
them.
Everything. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So you ready to jump in?
I'm ready.
Okay. So the first company we're going to talk about is a company called Able.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
A-B-L-E out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Love their stuff.
Did you know about them before this?
I did not. And it's the first item I received and it was thrilling.
And you thought this cannot get any better?
This could not get any better. But listen to me. They sent this raspberry colored like suede wristlet bag thing with this big, beautiful ring on it that like goes up and over your arm. So it just kind of looks like a party or a little fancy. And I just loved it. I actually squealed. That's embarrassing. But
it's not embarrassing. No, this is a beautiful little wristlet.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah. So one thing that's cool about Able is it's a lifestyle brand on a mission to end generational poverty by providing economic opportunity for women. I can get behind that
so neat.
All day long.
All day long.
I've actually been to their storefront in Nashville, Tennessee, mm-hmm. and we have some necklaces that
yes,
we'll talk about later. Yeah, mm-hmm. that they say Jesus is better on them. And I've been there and I've seen the women
making the jewelry.
Is that so neat?
It's so neat because all of the women that they have making the jewelry have come out of hard places.
Mm.
So they're getting their feet back under them and Able is providing jobs for them. It's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their stuff is beautiful and it smells good.
Because it's leather. It's leather. Okay, so Able is giving us a coupon code, which is great. Mm-hmm. Use the code HAPPYHOUR. You're going to get 30% off through Cyber Monday. Which Cyber Monday, what is that? It's like everyone shops online Monday instead of Black Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know why it's called Black Friday?
No, because retailers are overwhelmed and sad.
No.
It's a lot of work.
No, I think someone correct me. I think this is because this was the day that they're going to go in the black. They've been in the red all year.
Oh, that's brilliant. I'm a retailer. That's brilliant.
Yeah. I hope you're not in the red all year.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Thank the Lord. Mm-hmm. But this is where businesses would say, we're finally going to get in the black.
Getting in the black. Hey, and it's important to note that this little wonderful 30% off, 30% off is a lot.
It's a whole lot.
But you only have through the weekend to do it. So don't lollygag. You got to get on it by the 26th.
I love the word lollygag.
Do you?
Okay, so the next company is a company called The Shop Forward. Now, if you guys don't know about The Shop Forward, we're about to tell you. But it was started by Amy Brown of The Bobby Bones Show, who has been a guest on The Happy Hour. So
I'm sorry. Can I just pause? I did not know this was
hers. You did not know that? Yes.
I'm having a moment.
Yeah. Her and Mary, her friend Mary.
Yes. No, I listen every morning.
You listen to The Bobby Bones Show every morning?
Well, I do.
I love Amy so much. She was a guest on our last live hour.
Yes, you're friends. Okay. Yeah. I'm just having a moment. I'm so proud. Way to go, Amy. I love this.
Yes. So they started this. And so they have two kind of companies that they have going on here. So The Shop Forward is just everything encompassed. So you can go here. You can get so many different gifts. But one of the things that I want to tell us about is their Espoir brand. It gives back to causes in Haiti, specifically an organization called My Life Speaks, which I know they're doing phenomenal stuff there at My Life Speaks. So they have this thing called Four Things Tote.
It is a hot item.
It is hot.
It's the hottest of hot items.
Yeah. So tell us what it is, Amy.
Well, it's this wonderful tote bag that is the right size for your shoulder and all the things.
It really is the right size.
It really is. Because listen, that matters. And you get to personalize it with your favorite four things. And then they print it in this wonderful big black script, like block. And then you get to tote it around. And it's really, really fun. They're personalized.
So what'd you personalize yours with?
One of them, I have a little bit of regret. So can I?
You do?
Just a tiny bit.
Okay, tell us all. And then we're going to pick your regret. No regret.
Laughing. No regret. Sonic Diet Coke. No regret.
No.
I did put Bruno Mars. And I'm a pastor's wife, so I think that's a little bit racy and questionable of my judgment. I actually emailed
I'm a pastor's wife too, and
you can get away
because I have tattoos
with Bruno Mars on your tote. I dress like a 100-year-old Southern grandmother, and
you're in the Bible Belt too.
I'm in the Bible Belt, so Bruno Mars is a little racy. And then I ended with butter.
Mm-hmm. Which one do you regret, Bruno?
Maybe Bruno. I did email and say, could I substitute that for the Today Show? Because that's a little bit more, you know, squeaky clean. But the truth in my heart is it's Bruno.
Hey, listen, you can't get away from the truth. And so it's okay here.
Well, and it's a fun, this is a safe place.
This is a safe place. And we spent like 3 hours the other day with our family watching old Super Bowl acts. And Bruno Mars was phenomenal on
there. He's hands down the best.
Yeah. So
that's a really fun bag. So it has all the fun things in my life.
I got one to actually give to my daughter for Christmas. And it says family, baking, lipstick, and singing.
Lipstick makes me laugh because that girl loves lipstick.
The girl loves some lipstick.
She's darling.
Yes. So the Four Things Tote goes back to Haiti. They also have something called a born year hat where you can put a significant year. You could do the year you were born. You could do it to your kids. You could do it your wedding year, whatever. And they're men.
Really cute.
This is a great gift for men, speaking of it. And then they have a new pullover called the Four Things Joy Seeker Pullover.
I love this one.
I do too.
I really do.
This says, be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot, eat cake.
I love it because it says eat cake.
I love it.
Like anybody that puts a food item on a product
you're done.
Is my thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're going to find out that you are a chef and have a cookbook. So I love Be Kind. I say that to my kids. I said that to them this morning when they got out of the car. Be kind. And then they also have two other lines. They have a mama pullover, which is so cute. Mm-hmm. It supports moms and needs. And then they have an entire Choose Joy collection, which benefits their cancer care fund. And so they give back. Everything is give back with this organization.
It's neat. I like it a lot.
Okay. So our next company, I'm super fond of. It happens to be your company.
It is my company.
It's called Unimaze. And when we first met, I thought your name was Unimay.
I know.
But your name is Amy Hannon.
Yes, thanks.
So explain to us Unimaze and tell us all about it.
Okay. Well, Unimay was my granny. who lived across the street from us and was the one who modeled wonderful biblical hospitality as I was growing up. And I just really loved her. And of course, you know, we have fond grandmother memories. So many of us do. So Unimay's is like, it's like the retail expression of my biblical hospitality brand. So I travel and speak and write and do all kinds of things. But Unimay's is actually my retail store and it kind of represents all the products. And so it's this wonderful little place and we have some select things online and I just fill it with like pretty purposeful, fun kitchen treasures that make it really fun to be in your kitchen and make you excited about hosting and sharing a meal and exercising biblical hospitality in your home.
It's so great. And I've actually been to your store in Northwest Arkansas and it is so stinking cute. I did a book signing there, which was fun. But one thing that I love about you and your whole, just call it a brand, your cookbook, your store, everything that you do is that you are someone who wants to equip people to have hospitable homes.
I do.
You want people to open up their homes and feel comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm. Whatever it looks like, whatever you have, whatever it looks like, whatever season. I think people have said over and over, hospitality is not my gift. And I'm like, hey, guess what? It's a command. It's not a, I know.
Yeah.
So, but I do it in a whole lot more fun ways than just that.
Well, your stuff is beautiful. And talk about the stuff. You have some featured products that we're talking about and that we're showing. And so tell me about those real quick.
Okay. So one of my favorite things is utensils because I like them to be pretty and I like them to work. And I think if we have pretty things in our homes, we're going to like to use them more.
That's so true.
It is true. And so I have brought a selection of these wonderful handmade olive wood utensils that are made in the Holy Land. And then I have this, it is magical. One of my best sellers is this double-ended measuring spoon that I'm sure that you're going to be using when you're baking with Story.
Yes.
Totally.
Uh-huh.
And it is a teaspoon on one end and a tablespoon on the other, but it's this wonderful cherry or birch wood.
Can I just stop you real quick and say, practically speaking, that is brilliant.
Isn't it? Well, because you can measure. I mean, like I think about when I'm making a rub or whatever.
Making a what?
A rub. Goes on meat.
Oh, a rub.
Oh, yes. You need to come to one of my talks. You need to come to one of my talks. And actually, Aaron cooks.
Yes,
he's
Aaron
your cook.
Cooks.
He's your cook.
Yeah.
It's such a purposeful, like fun little functional utensil in your kitchen because like when Aaron is making one of his dry rubs or you're baking or whatever, you can just kind of flip that thing around. It's kind of like a little ninja tool. You just kind of use this in, this in, this in. But they're beautiful. They're hand carved and they are burned on the back with the kind of wood that they are made out of. And the year. So they're kind of a neat keepsake, I think. So they're one of our very best. And then, of course, I brought my cookbook because I got to put some meat on your bones.
I love your cookbook. Last time you were here, you told me how to make pimento cheese.
Well, I did. And you know what you cut out of our podcast is that you didn't know what pimento cheese was. I caught that. You cut that out.
Hey, there's other people involved here. They're probably making me look better. But
I know.
I did not know what pimento cheese was that you made it.
Yes. And it's delicious. It's so, so good. So yeah, I brought my cookbook. And I have it wrapped in this really neat gift set because I know a lot of times we want to buy something that we don't have to wrap or make pretty ourselves. And so I have this really pretty cookbook gift set that is the cookbook and a linen that has 1 Peter 4:8-11 on it, which is a hospitality verse, and then a neat olive wood utensil on the top. So it's
I love
pretty.
It. My friend Amanda says she's cooking through your cookbook. And so that's so fun.
Isn't that so fun?
It's great. The other thing that's really great about your stuff that you package together is it would make a great gift for a lot of people I can think of, a mother, a mother-in-law, a teacher gift.
Yes.
Great teacher gift.
Yes, I love that.
Great teacher gift.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to move on. Our next company that we're going to talk about is Waterloo Style. All right. Waterloo Style was started by some women here in Austin, actually friends of mine, so that's super fun. But they make earrings from top quality leather and they come in all kinds of styles and colors. Basically, this is what they say, is that their products make it easy for you to rock yoga pants in a baseball camp or dress up for an evening on the town, which I think is so true about Waterloo Style.
Mm-hmm.
These have been some of my favorite earrings for a long time. If you see me wearing my big leather earrings, they're
really,
from Waterloo.
Really, really cute on you.
Which they don't just make big leather earrings. They also make smaller ones. So I love Waterloo Style earrings. Yeah. And their mission behind these women is they really want everyone to see the beauty that they have, that you have inside of them. And so put beautiful earrings on and you can see that.
Well, and I think they have a little bit of something for everyone. Like you are more confident in the big boys.
I do like the big boys.
They're beautiful on you. And your hair's long. And so for me, I have a short haircut. And I'm probably a little bit more, you know, I'm a little classic. And so to wear a big, fun earring is a little bit out of my comfort zone. But they have, if you're like me, they have these wonderful like gold metallic ones and these rose gold ones that are a little bit smaller. So I just think that it's a wonderful brand because they've covered all their bases and all women can wear them.
It's so true. All women can wear them. You really can. And the fun thing is, you may not know this, is that each of their earrings is named after an Austin neighborhood.
I didn't know that.
So I really like that.
Oh, that's so neat.
I know, it's fun. It's an Austin eye person. Yeah.
Nod to Austin.
Yeah. So right now they have a coupon code. You can get 15% off with the code Happy Hour.
That's a good one.
So that's a great coupon code. Okay. So we have the next brand that we're going to talk about. It's a company called Scout and Cellar. Now,
it's a fun one.
It's a fun one. This is a wine company.
It is.
Which, if you're thinking, who am I going to give wine to over for Christmas? Let's just list all the people that you can give wine to. Like, if you get invited to a Christmas party,
you need to have a little something in your hand.
Bring a little something. Mm-hmm. Your kids' teachers might enjoy a bottle of wine
your
at the end of the semester.
Your kids' teachers probably really love a bottle of wine at the end of the semester.
But it is really just a great company that you can bring to a Christmas party, give as a neighbor gift.
Well, and just to have on hand. Like,
yes.
When you have some little drop-by company or weekend guests, just to pour a little something and sit by the fire.
Exactly. So this is Scout and Cellar. And what sets Scout and Cellar apart is that they offer clean, crafted, organic, biodynamic, vegan, no sugar added wine, handpicked by a level 3
sommelier.
Anyone know how many levels there are? Level three
must be significant.
It must be because they told
us. Or they wouldn't put it on there.
That's so true.
Yep.
Okay. So the wine has been sourced from boutique wineries around the world and have been tested to ensure that there's no pesticides or chemicals had been added. Basically, this is what sets them apart, is they call their wine clean, which
it's
is
clean.
Great. And you can tell the difference. We're actually having a glass of Sauvignon Blanc.
Yep. It's delicious.
It's delicious.
And their bottles are pretty.
It is. They're really pretty. And they have gift cards that you can get. They have great packaging, as well as you can join their wine club, which means that you're going to get a certain number of bottles that you'd like to receive either monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly, and they take care of everything else. So
I think that's kind of fun.
It's like a membership.
Wonder if you could do that for someone for Christmas.
Wouldn't that be a
fun subscription gift? Because some people are really hard to buy for, but you know, like people that could just use a little gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, all year long.
All year long, better than Jelly of the Month Club.
I think so as well. Kind of in the same like vein, you know, grapes mm-hmm. and jelly, but mm-hmm. this is better.
Mm-hmm.
They're offering 5% off all their club purchases to members, plus there's some volume discounts. So if you sign up to be a member of Scout and Cellar, you're going to get 5% off all your club purchases, right, which is really great. And they also come up with limited edition selections to the members only. So Scout and Cellar.
But they also just sell like individual bottles of wine.
Completely.
As well.
100%. So mm-hmm. it's good, organic, clean wine. Check out Scout and Cellar. Okay. Here is our next company. And this is a fun one, I think.
This is fun too.
It's so fun. It's called Cultivate What Matters.
Mm-hmm.
With an ever-growing list of to-dos, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and dispassionate by the task on your plate. And then you're disappointed that you're not spending enough time doing the things you love. This is why the ladies at Cultivate What Matters, they want to help you just reset.
Yep.
We're going to reset for 2019. They really believe that our time can be spent intentionally and that all of our to-do lists can be simplified. They're going to help us make goals. They're going to help us take action on them. So this is a planner.
And it is cute.
It is so cute.
Oh, it's cute. It is a happy box.
It is so fun. So this would be a planner, like three steps planner.
Oh, yes.
So not only do you have your calendar and your things that you can do, but every single month and every season, mm-hmm. they walk you through setting goals
yep.
for that season, the tasks that you need to do to meet those goals. And then you like look back after you get to the next season, you look back and see how you did.
Well, it's like making a list and crossing off the things that makes you feel better about yourself.
So good. And they yeah. have sections in there that talk about being intentional with our finances, with our family, with our friends, mm-hmm. with other things that we're doing. So it's really this holistic notebook.
Yes, wonderful, thorough, darling.
So cute.
I mean, it is really, it is happy, happy, happy. It's the kind of thing that makes you, like for those of us like me, who are longing to be entirely organized, but struggle, this makes me want to try.
I opened it up and have already written in mine goals mm-hmm. for the next year. Mm-hmm. There's like a place where you write down right. 10 goals. And I listed some big things that I want to happen.
Yeah,
and
I love that.
This helps you kind of break it down because mm-hmm. sometimes a big goal can seem really daunting.
Well, you have to, what do they say? How do you need an elephant? Just one bite at a time.
Yep. So this is helping you do that. Mm-hmm.
But it has like fun things and gold metallic.
It's so cute. And mm-hmm. so what they have for you is the PowerSheet Goal Planner, weekly sticky notepad, washi tape, which is so fun. And then this big box, not big box, but this big package of stickers that you can put throughout.
It's just joy.
It's so cute.
It's cute.
It made me want to sit down and write down my goals.
You might have to help me with mine.
Okay. Also, something's really cool about Cultivate What Matters right now is they have some big Black Friday sales. Go check out my webpage, jamieivy.com/holiday2018. Also, something that's cool is they're launching a new product today. I don't even know what it is.
That's exciting.
What do you think?
I don't know, but I know that it'll be wonderful and it'll be cute and it will celebrate progress and it will help us all want to be efficient and move forward. I mean, don't we need that?
That's what they do in life. So help your people get ready for 2019.
Oh, I can't wait to see.
I know. They have such great stuff already. I'm even trying to think about what it could be. I don't even know.
Well, it's just a whole bunch of ladies on their website and they're all real cute and happy looking. So this makes you happy.
Yes. Laura started it and I hope to get her on the show next year because I'm a fan of hers. Very. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So our next company is Primally Pure.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily Pure handcraft skincare products that are truly natural and non-toxic. Everything is organic and fair trade coconut oil and organic essential oils. And in addition to being safe to use, their products also provide users with real noticeable results.
We need noticeable results, don't we?
This day, yes.
I'm 46.
I'm 40.
Oh, shoot. Are you really?
Well, did you think I was younger?
No, actually, I thought you were. Actually, I was thinking you were only like 2 or 3 years younger than I am, but it's okay.
Well, it is only 2 or 3.
Or six.
So Primarily Pure, they have natural deodorant that actually works, which I love that they say that it actually works. I have used it. It does actually work.
That's good news.
I know.
We're all real happy about that.
Thank you. Thank you. They've got baby products, gifts for men. So one of the things I really like too is their bath salts.
Oh, they smell delicious.
So delicious. Are you a bath taker?
I am not a bath taker. I haven't taken a bath since I was pregnant with Grace Hannon in 1996.
This is a true story?
Well, you know, it's a true story. I'm a shower taker.
Okay, wait, let me just clarify. I take showers to clean. I take baths to relax.
I don't relax. I'm a 7. I like cram 800,000 things in a day. And so to me, to sit still that long makes me antsy. I'm like, get clean, get out. Let's do something. Let's go do something fun.
That's when I read books, is in the bathtub.
I don't read either.
Okay.
So I read your book.
Thank you.
On the airplane. I told you that already.
Yes.
But I will tell you, the salts are beautiful and they smell fabulous. There was one that was like this beautiful pink, like floral that I loved. And then I love anything like a face mask or anything like these bath salts that were like kind of putty and eucalyptus.
Yes.
And kind of cleansing. Mm-hmm. I loved them.
Yeah.
My favorite thing they sent to me was their peppermint lip balm.
This is, speaking of stockings.
Oh, yes.
We also give our kids stuff like this in their stockings.
Yes.
So I'm going to get them lip balm. Yeah. Gum and lip balm.
Our children.
They get real gifts too. Okay. This is just the stockings.
No, it was really good. You want to know, and they may or may not love that I'm even saying this, but here we go. I used the lavender lip balm because it's made with lavender, coconut oil, and all those things. I kept it in my purse and I put it on my cuticles at stoplights. How about that?
It's multi-purpose.
It's multi-purpose because my hands get dry because I cook. So my cuticles get dry and I just rubbed that right on there and it made them look so good and they smell delicious.
So you can put it on your lip and then put it on your fingers. I love it.
You could.
I love it. So Primarily Pure is going to give everybody 10% off, which is great.
It is great.
Perfect for holidays. This is great for teacher gifts as well. Great for that person in your life that you know they like natural products.
Well, and it's beautiful, simple, clean packaging, and it just feels like a treat.
The packaging is really good. I really like it.
It all matters. It all matters.
Okay, speaking of packaging, I like this packaging too of this next people.
Oh, me too.
Starfish Project.
I loved this company.
I have found out about this company over the last 2 years, and I love every single thing that they've ever done.
And I love where they got starfish, that story that people tell about making a difference to one starfish. You know, when the person is like, there were all the starfish. Do you know the story?
Yeah, keep going. I want you to tell it.
Where all the starfish were like washed up on the shore and there was somebody that was walking that was picking them up one at a time and there were thousands of them and they were just throwing one back at a time and somebody came up and said, do you really think that you're going to make much of a difference? And they said, well, I'll make a difference to this one. And it's just one at a time. I mean, I know it's, you know, women who are exploited. That is such, it just seems like such an undertaking to try to make any kind of dent in what's happening in the world, but they really are just one at a time.
It's so true. You could easily look and say, of all of the women in Asia, how are we going to help them all? It's impossible. And then you could just throw your hands in the air and say, I'm done. But these people are dedicated to providing life-changing opportunities through their holistic care program and their social enterprise where women, they come in, they build the jewelry. They can become managers, accountants, graphic designers, photographers.
They're really
looking at them and saying, hey, we want to develop what God's talent he's already given you. And they're going to be giving them training, sometimes even healthcare.
I know. I love that.
And
housing.
So much. Mm-hmm. So Starfish Project has employed over 130 women and has served thousands through their community outreach services because of all the purchases that everyone's made through Starfish Project. exploited women and girls are going to experience freedom, establish independence, and develop careers.
I mean, does that just not make you well up?
Yes.
It makes me well up. And I'll just say, the stuff they're making is really cute.
So cute. Some of the things we saw were some stud earrings, which are, you know, you would love stud earrings, I bet, huh?
Yes. I do love me a stud earring. And I have on this ring right now, this neat little turquoise stone ring, and I have the bracelet on as well.
I love it. So the bracelet that you're talking about is equal to the cost of reaching out to 24 women in the red light district.
Can you even believe it?
So you can think I'm wearing this and that helped them reach out to 24 women.
So neat.
It's so great.
Well, and then when you get the product, you actually get a little card that is signed by the woman who made your jewelry. And I just think that is so neat. And you can go on their website and you can do a drop down tab and locate what your woman looks like. And you can hear her full story and how the Starfish Project has changed her life. And it's just really, I just, it gives me the feels.
I love everything about Starfish Project.
I do too.
Okay, so this next company that we want to tell you about is called Grace Notes.
Isn't it cute?
It is so cute. And
I've
known.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea. Mm-hmm. It's someone who saw a need and said, I'm going to develop a product for this. The thing about Grace Notes is that they know that a lot of people think it's hard to read the Bible every day. So Grace Notes makes it easy to surround yourself with Bible verses so that through reading them and seeing them around your house, you can transform your mind with the power of God's word.
I love that.
Yeah. So they have beautifully designed monthly subscriptions, which include a 5x7 print, a small print, a sticker, and sometimes it also has extra stuff in there, and all of them have the same verse.
Yes. So you're inundated with it. You're meditating on it.
Same verse, which you could put it in your car. You could put it on your water bottle, the sticker. You could put it on your mirror in your bathroom.
Yeah.
So you're seeing it all the time. They also have a card in there that one side you can pray about the scripture and the other part you can write it.
I think that's so neat.
It's so
neat. Well, because I think there's proof that when you write things, you remember them more likely. So you really are chewing on it and meditating on it and soaking on it. And I just think it's really good.
Yeah.
And they're cute. They're cute. Like there's fun art and they're very seasonal. So like a fall one, you know, you can has like might talk about gratefulness and it looks kind of seasonal. And so, you know, even as far as decor goes, like they'd be cute in your guest room or by your sink or anything like that. I think they're
really true.
Fun.
And they give a new verse every month, so it's constantly changing. I believe they started with just Grace Notes for women, but now they have for men and for kids.
I think kids is a great idea.
Such a good idea.
Because you could do it every night. Like you think about just going over scripture with your kids every night or at the dinner table and getting the word in their lives, getting their word, and it just sticks like glue.
Yeah. We have done sticky notes. Like there's some in my office. I've done them on my mirror upstairs. And so this is just a much more beautiful way.
Well, and they come on those neat little wooden like holders, like these little handcrafted wooden stands. And so, yeah, they've got a really neat little essence about them. I like them.
So Grace Notes, it's another subscription. So you're going to subscribe to this. It's $10 a month and you're going to get this delivered to your house every single month so that you can meditate on God's word every single month with new scripture each month that they send it to you. They're also going to give you a coupon code. You're going to get 20% off the first envelope. So your first month, you're going to get 20% off on your subscription. So go to our webpage to see all the coupon codes that we have. Okay, Amy, we got four more companies.
They're all good ones.
They're all good ones. Okay, here's one we're going to talk about. It's called Go Rings. Go Rings was originally created as a way to fundraise for an 11-month mission trip to 11 countries. I remember I read about this, that they were going on this trip.
Oh, yes.
I think the creator of this went on the world race.
Yes, I love the world race. So neat.
And she raised money for her trip by creating rings.
Is that brilliant or brilliant?
It's so brilliant. Go Rings, all of their jewelry is handcrafted. It's all ethically made. And this is the best part. It's Amy and I's favorite part is they're also equipping those that go out and spread the light across the world. So here's how it works is you can just go on there and buy their rings.
Yes.
Which you should.
You should. It's a beautiful website.
It's a beautiful website. And right now, through Monday, Cyber Monday, if you spend $50, you're going to get one of their new rings for free, which I love it. It's so dainty and beautiful. So there's that. But I also want you to know this, is that when you go shop, 30% of all of your purchase is going to individuals and organizations who are partnering with them. So they have teamed up so far with over 500 women.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of women who they've used Go Rings to fundraise for mission trips, unpaid internships, and other ventures to go do good. So if you, Amy Hannon, were going to go on a mission trip.
If I were.
You could partner with Go Rings.
I could.
And help raise money.
I think it's really brilliant. What I really love about it is, you know, we have been on our own mission trips where we've had to raise support, or my children have been on different trips where they've had to raise support. And this just kind of takes away some of the awkwardness. It's like you're not just asking people for money, but you can say, and you're getting a neat little treasure to either wear and remember while I'm on my trip, and you can pray for me, or you can pray for any other missions or people that are doing good work for the Lord. And I just think it's really neat to give somebody a little something while they're also able to support you.
I love it so much. And this is such a great place to go get a gift for that teenage girl in your life.
Oh, absolutely.
Or that you have the stackable ring.
I have the original Go ring. It's 11 little individual rings.
Yes.
Isn't that so smart? That are all kind of bound together at the bottom, but then they kind of separate. They kind of fill my knuckle, like the whole thing.
I have that ring and love it.
Do you love it?
I love that ring.
It's very dainty and pretty, but it represents how they started, yep. Which was the 11 countries in 11 months.
I love that so
much.
Isn't
that a beautiful ring? I really love it.
They have a new collection called the Reflection Collection. They call it a minimalist dream. It's a pair of earrings and a dainty necklace that is just enough gold that you're adding to your look.
I think that's neat.
Such great stuff. So they have a coupon code for you right now. 15% off through the 15th of December. So that's great.
Yeah, you've got some time.
Yeah, you have some time. So once again, Go Rings, all their collections handmade in both Haiti and Austin right here.
Woo-hoo.
They use high quality metals and are not going to turn, tarnish, or react with your skin. Great company to put your money towards this season.
Well, it allows us to be a sender. You know,
yes.
We are senders.
Yeah.
If we can't go, we can purchase from them. And we know that we're sending.
Yeah, another company that gives back. I love it. So the next company we're going to talk about is also a give back company. And I just have a thing for companies that give back. I love it so much. This is called Mercy Candle. I love candles.
Listen, when I got a candle in the mail and you can smell it coming out of the shipping box, you know
it
is
a
good candle. Yes. It was delicious.
Have I told you about our candle fiasco with Ivy House?
No. You have a candle fiasco?
Well, have I shared this on the show? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. So we had a candle incident. I think I shared this when I was speaking once. I'm nervous about sharing it because I think people are going to judge my parenting skills.
It's
but
okay. Let
who cares?
Them.
Whatever.
We've all been there.
So Aaron and I were gone. It was like a Saturday morning. We both had to go run errands or something. It's not like we were out of town, but we were just out of the house.
Right.
All of our kids were here, but my three boys, who they're teenagers.
Sure.
They were all asleep. So my daughter is 10. She's down here watching some TV. She lights a candle.
Which is noble. I really appreciate that about her.
I mean, we like to set the great, you know, ambiance around here.
And her lipstick.
Yes, exactly.
She was
so
dolled
she
up.
Lights a candle. She's laying on the couch. She rolls off the couch because that's what kids do. They don't just sit up. They roll around. Mm-hmm. She hits the candle and knocks it over. And it starts a very small fire on our rug.
Did she panic?
Well, I think she panicked because she went to go get some paper towels to put it out.
Oh, child of yours. She doesn't know. She doesn't know.
She said she thought about getting the fire extinguisher, but she wasn't sure where it was.
Mm-hmm.
So the next, it was fire extinguisher idea first, and the next thought was paper towels.
God bless
so
her. What happened?
Well, that didn't work. So then she woke up one of my sons, which should have been the first step, and they put it out. I mean, it ended up being a burn.
Right.
No more than like 6 inches.
Yeah.
But it was a little scary when I heard the story when I got home.
Well, and you live in a wood house.
We do live in a log cabin.
You live in a log cabin.
So that's our candle fiasco. We've had a lot of fire safety conversations since then. But
like, don't put a dry paper towel. Don't put a dry paper towel on.
Or how about just don't light candles when mom and dad aren't home?
That's probably better.
That's a better one. But anyhow, Mercy Candle, it's a small business, which I love. But also, they give back. 50 cents from every purchase of every mason jar candle is donated to help fight the battle against human trafficking. I love that. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about the packaging?
Oh, you know, I've said it already about some of the other things. The packaging is beautiful. They're very classic, I think. They smell phenomenal. But I love the names of their candles. I'm just a sucker for that. I think in my alternate life, I will be a lipstick namer.
Oh, that's
fun. Or a toenail polish namer.
Not fingernail polish.
Well, isn't that the same?
Yeah, I thought
well,
so. I didn't know why.
I don't do my nails. Remember, I'm the girl who rubs lavender lip balm on her cuticles.
I didn't know why you differentiated and said toenail polish.
Well, because I don't do my nails. I do toenails
okay,
only.
Okay.
See, look.
Do you paint your own toenails?
No, I go.
Okay, me too.
But half of the joy for me, probably 75% of the joy, is choosing the color by the name.
Okay.
And it could be the ugliest color on the planet, but if that name gives me any kind of twinge of joy, I'll choose it.
Okay.
I do.
I like that.
So I loved the names. On their website, their names are phenomenal. They are warm and they are wonderful. I just loved them.
Each candle, you're going to find a scripture or an inspiring message to serve as a reminder to take time out for what matters most.
And they have that neat new jar that's handmade.
I love it so much. It is
It's their Jars of Clay limited edition.
Yeah, that's a handmade beautiful vessel made by a local artist of theirs called Angela Taylor. So the thing about this candle is that when the candle's gone,
yes,
you have a beautiful piece of...
You do. Like a jar.
Piece of jar.
A piece of a jar.
It's a whole jar. But you could maybe drink out of it. You could put plants.
I would do pens and pencils.
Oh, that'd be super cute.
Oh, plants. Yeah. You could do, what are the little cactuses called that's the cool thing right now? Succulent.
You could do succulents. Aaron Ivy likes
like
succulents.
You look a succulent girl. This is a succulent household.
Yeah, Aaron likes succulents. Yeah. I think I might get a succulent tattoo.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I think I would. So anyhow.
I wouldn't.
Tell us about your tattoos, Amy.
I don't have any. However, I will say the wheels are coming off because we're getting real close to the end. But I will say that one time I was in this really cute kitchen store and there was this really cute girl and she had tattoos of measuring spoons.
Oh.
And I said to her, I'll never, but if I were, I would have those.
That's cute.
It was darling.
Some of our great friends, Brad Noel, have tattoos like on their thumbs. One is a fork and one is a knife. And so like when they hold hands, they kind of go together.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that cute? Mm-hmm. But they both have tattoos all over the body. So it's really cute. So, okay, we don't have anything to give away for tattoo artists, but for Mercy Candle, you can get 20% off now through December 31st, through the end of the year, 20% off.
That's fun.
I know.
Because some of their scents, like even their holiday scents, we think about how blustery and cold January is. Is it blustery and cold here?
No.
It's not. We're in the desert.
Yeah.
But anyway, not in the desert.
No, we're in the hill country.
Hill country. But in Arkansas, it's a pretty blustery January, even into February. And I love to continue to burn a fire and light a candle and be cozy.
I love it.
Me too.
Okay, two more companies. Here we go. Laurel Box.
This is lovely.
This is a really good one to end on too. Laurel Box is an online gift shop offering beautiful sympathy gifts for the modern woman, propelled by the mission to help women acknowledge loss and start conversations that facilitate healthy grieving. This is a really special box because I had never thought about a sympathy gift.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when people are walking through things that are hard, send them cards, but mm-hmm. these are very specific. And the co-founders, Denise and Johanna, started this when one of their friends lost children, mm-hmm. parents, mm-hmm. siblings. And so they thought, what do we want to send them?
Well, because you just get that longing. You want to be able to do something or give them just a little bit of joy. And you're not trying to replace their loss or the person or anything like that. But you just want to do whatever you can. You know, we all feel like that.
Yeah. And holidays can be super hard for
mm-hmm,
people
for sure.
who have lost a loved one or even someone who maybe their husband or dad is overseas serving.
Absolutely.
And they won't be home for the holidays.
Well, all of them are wonderful little encouraging remembrances, I think.
And we talked about this before because I think it's a big deal. The packaging is beautiful.
It really is beautiful. I mean, I was so careful about how I took it apart because I was wanting so much to like look at how it had gone in. It is beautiful. Every little thing.
Yeah. You're going to open the box and immediately feel loved.
Absolutely.
Just in the packaging. They have a coupon code too. Now through the 28th, you can get 20% off. And then after the 28th, you can get 10% off. The box that we have that we both got, it had a memory feather ornament mm-hmm. that's personalized. Mm-hmm. There's a wind chime in there that they can personalize. There is a grow kit that you could plant a tree, a beautiful mug.
The mug is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. A necklace, tee. It's just very thoughtful.
I had a beautiful little handkerchief in mine as well.
Oh.
Which I just thought, you know what? Just for tears and beauty. I mean, it just was very profound, I thought. It was beautiful.
You know, side note, I went to a funeral this summer and one of my friends, I don't know, do you know Winter Pitts, who passed away this summer?
Yes.
So when I went to her funeral, another one of my friends, Heather McFadden, do you know who that is?
Don't.
She's a podcaster. She brought handkerchiefs with initials on them for Winter's husband and all her girls. And she said that when her dad passed away, someone did that for their family. And she said it was one of the like most special things that someone did for her.
You're acknowledging their tears.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is so much a part of how we love people through a grieving period is just acknowledging their tears, that this is hard and I'm in this with you. And mine had this beautiful handkerchief in mine. I thought it was a really neat gift.
I've heard a lot of people that have lost someone say, we want to just feel like you still remember that they were here.
Yes, to talk about the person that you've lost.
Yeah. So Laurel Box is a great way for you to love that person in your life that might be having a harder holiday mm-hmm, season mm-hmm. than some of us.
Yeah.
Okay, so another thing I want to tell you, this is kind of weird for me to talk about my own thing, but We actually have product for the happy hour, and we have developed new product this year, which is so much fun. Some of my favorite things that we have are our Jesus Is Better necklace.
Which I really, really love.
Do you have one?
No, I don't. I don't,
I'm going to get you one right now. So for those necklaces, Jesus Is Better is a song that my husband wrote.
And every time I sing it at my church.
Oh, yeah. You send me a picture.
Well, I pull my phone out in my own worship service and record a little tidbit of it. And I text it to you like,
I love it.
Here we are singing your song.
So yeah. My husband Aaron and his friend Brett Land wrote this song a couple of years ago. And it has just always been so special for me that actually the last chapter of my book is titled Jesus Is Better. And so we partnered with Able, which we talked about, the first one on the show. We partnered with them and made these necklaces. They're beautiful. I love them.
And they're so simple. It's such a neat reminder.
It's a great reminder. And then we have our books. My husband and I both released books in the past 12 months. And those are up there. One of the things that we also have, which you can't do this for your book because it's a cookbook, but we have an audiobook. Which a lot of people do audiobooks, obviously, but it's a little gift card.
Oh, neat.
So you could buy this gift card and then hand it to a friend. We also have some new sweatshirts that say Be Kind on them, and they're camo. They're super, super
they're cute.
We just have lots of things. I hate talking about my stuff, but we have lots of things on there. New shirts that you can get, books.
There's a really neat tee that I really liked that said A Wild Kind of Beauty.
I love
that. And it was a baseball tee, and I'll talk about you. And I really liked it too. It had a little floral. There was that really cute t-shirt.
Yeah,
for the kids, which I think is really, really fun because unbelievably so, children in this day and age are growing up listening to podcasts.
And like, wanting to be podcasters, yes.
And so it says, when I grow up, I want to be a podcaster. I think that's really, really
fun. Super fun. This would be great gifts if you're like, I have a girlfriend who loves the happy hour, which one of my most favorite things when I'm on the road is to hear people say, this is my friend Shannon, and she told me about your show.
Oh, yes.
And
absolutely.
I've been listening now. And so it's so fun. So if you have a girlfriend who loves a happy hour, it's fun to get them some happy hour merchandise. But also, if you only knew this year and you want to give it to a friend, I'm signing all the copies through the end of the year. So it'll be a great place to get there.
I think that's a great idea.
Well, good. And my husband's book, Steal Away Home, is up there as well. So those are the shops. I have one more thing that I'm going to throw at you that I actually didn't tell you about.
Okay.
My girlfriend, Amy, is the director of an organization called Blue Sky. Blue Sky over Texas. It's a therapeutic horseback riding place. So they give lessons to kids with special needs.
I know about this place.
How do you know about it?
I've seen something about it. I don't know, wherever you see everything online, it's the special needs.
Yeah.
Special needs kids.
So this is horseback riding lessons in a structured learning environment to special needs citizens. So one thing that she does, and Amy, if you go back and listen, she was my very first guest on the show, which is kind of embarrassing, not because it was her, but because it was the very first time I ever recorded a podcast.
You're a natural.
Well, anyhow, one thing they do is they have community group activities on Fridays. She calls them Fun Fridays, and they do gardening work. They do woodworking. They create stuff. So many things that they do for their citizens, their special needs citizens. And one of the things that they made, she sent me a picture the other day and said, oh my gosh, how cute is this? And I said, I want to put this in my gift guide. It would be great for stocking stuffers. It is a tic-tac-toe purpose bag. So it's like a little satchel that your kid can put in their backpack with rocks that have X's and O's on them. So you're sitting at the restaurant, pull your tic-tac-toe bag.
It's brilliant. And I love that it's put your phone down. Let's not be looking at this and this and this. And let's play a real game with your real brain like our grandmothers and grandfathers used to do.
And I've seen pictures of the people that make this stuff. And it is just, it warms my heart to know that they're getting to use gifts that they have. They're getting to use their hands. They're getting to create. No one's looking at them and saying, hey, because of your disability, you can't do this.
Oh, anything with special needs, I absolutely get behind. And it just gives me chill bumps. It thrills me to bits. There are deer out the window.
You don't have deer in your neighborhood?
Sorry.
You don't have deer in your neighborhood?
No, I live No, look at them. It's a bunch. Y'all, people on the podcast, there are a bunch. That is a gift guide to me.
That's God's kindness.
A gift guide to me.
Amanda has deer in her neighborhood too.
Do you? Do you have like streets and things? Because you know we're out here in the middle of nowhere. We're in the middle of nowhere. We crossed over the river and through the woods.
Did you think?
Yeah. Remember what Sam Hannon said about us driving out here when we crossed the first water? And he said, do you think Jamie's going to kill us and bury us out here?
Was it this high when you came last time?
You know what? It actually was. It was spring. And so, you know, the first water that you go over, that one still has water. But I think one of the second or the third little crossovers, we went through water twice.
Oh, well, then we must have had a lot of rain if you went through twice.
It was in April.
Yeah.
Well, Amy, that's lovely.
I'm so glad that God gave us deer during this recording.
It's a joy giver.
It's a joy giver. It's a joy giver. Okay. I have something that I would like to announce right now.
Okay, let's do it. I'm so excited. I'm like sweating.
So first of all of these companies, man, thank you for being a part.
Oh,
every
yeah.
single one of these companies I would stand behind. And so I hope that you guys go spend some of your money with them. They're giving back. They're making difference in the world. They're creating opportunity for people. And it is, I mean, Christmas, we spend so much money.
Mm-hmm.
Here are just a few places that you can feel good about spending your money.
With beautiful quality products.
We're not sending you anything crappy.
Mm-mm.
All this stuff is good.
Not crappy.
Not crappy. It's all good. Okay, but listen, I want to tell you this. If you're new listening to the show, twice a year, we do live events. And these events are hands down the most fun that we do. We do them in different venues. I have two guests join me on the stage. There's food, catered, drinks, amazing goodie bags. Women fly in from all over the country.
It's so fun to watch.
It is so much fun to be there.
Well, I've never been there, but I've watched them all online.
Would you like to join me?
I would love to join you.
Okay, we've already discussed this before. That would have been awesome. But I want to announce our dates. Oh, I'm getting nervous announcing
this. I'm getting nervous.
I want to announce our dates and I want to announce our guests. And this is a big deal because we're going to tell you who it is. So first of all, the dates are April 26th and April 27th, which is the weekend after Easter.
It is.
So we're going to celebrate the death and resurrection of our Savior. And then we're going to come to Austin and we're going to have so much fun. Here are my guests, April 26th, which is a Friday night, Catherine Lowe, and you, Amy Hannon.
I mean, what? Poor Catherine. She's just going to be, you know, nobody knows about her.
She's nobody.
Do you feel like that's fair to her?
I mean, you know, just bachelor star.
Bless her and those babies that are so precious.
So cute.
Her good hair.
Her great hair.
You know, no, I'm so tickled.
Have you ever met Catherine?
I have not.
Okay, I met her when I interviewed her and she's lovely.
She is so regular and normal and such a girlfriend.
She is such a girlfriend.
That I'm really tickled about
it. The three of us are going to have a really good time.
I'm excited.
So that's Friday night. Saturday is April 27th and my guests are Andy Andrews from New York and Jackie Hill Perry from Atlanta.
Jackie Hill Perry. So can I buy a ticket? Can I talk and hang out and do girl time on Friday, but then buy my ticket to stay for the next night?
You know, Amy, I bet we could get you some tickets.
You think I could? Because I would really love to see them.
We can hook you up with some tickets.
Yeah.
So basically people come in and they pick a night. Although every single weekend we have some people that come for both nights.
Stay both. Well, yeah. You?
I mean, Austin's beautiful. Austin's so much fun. Mm-hmm. Usually April is very beautiful here. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, that is our next live event.
So fun. Thank you. I'm so tickled.
I am so excited that you're going to be there. So follow me on Instagram because that's where all the stuff goes down and you'll know all about it. Amy Hannon.
Jamie Ivey.
Thank you.
You're so fun.
This has just been the best that you flew in from Northwest Arkansas. You probably had to take 17 flights just to get here.
There's a lot of them.
Two? Dallas?
Two. It was a lot of hours. We've been up since 3.
Oh, Betsy.
But listen, it was worth it. And I believe in these companies and you're really fun. And there are deer outside. So, I mean, it is like, and wine.
Your day has been made.
And wine.
I know. Thank you for joining me. Thank
it's
you for
treat.
Also believing in these companies. And thank you for making a space for women to spend their money in wise ways over the holidays. And thank you for putting product in our gift guide.
Of course.
Because
thanks
I cannot wait. And if you guys are ever in Northwest Arkansas, you have to stop at your store because it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Guys, thanks for listening. Everything is online. JamieIvey.com/holiday2018. Share the show with your friends. The show notes will have all of the links to every company. It'll have all the discounts that you can get. Go follow these people on social media. Show them some love. And we will see you guys next week with Melissa Radke. Do you know her?
Listen, we are Instagram friends. And we
you guys
go back
are a lot alike.
Well, we are determined. We are going to find a way to meet.
She's going to be on a live show of mine one day.
I'm coming to that one. I love her.
I love her a whole lot.
She is a perfect mix of hilarity and then profound. She has all the feelings and she can really deliver on both. Cry, laughing, funny, wonderful, hysterics, and then really get at your soul. And I just really love it.
I was going to say that too. When she came in to record, I had never met her. Mm-hmm. And I knew we were going to have a good time. I knew she was going to be funny.
I shared y'all stories.
Oh, I knew it was going to be funny. I knew it was going to just be fun. It was also, like you said, it was deeply profound. And mm-hmm. she is wise.
She's wise.
And she's walking through a lot of new changes in her career. Mm-hmm. And it's just fun to listen to. So mm-hmm. if you didn't hear the show last week, it was Tara Lee Cobble. Please mm-hmm. go listen. Please go listen. Please go listen. It was so good. Thank you for joining me today. I'll see you guys next week with Melissa Radke.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.